This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A hostage deal with Hamas is close but not final, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Tuesday, adding the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people was not dependent on a deal.
More fuel, more food, more water, more medicine should not be contingent on a hostage agreement being reached. We thought that the delivery of humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people was important in its own right.
But Miller told reporters it's been clear for some time the release of hostages would unlock the potential for the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A majority of South African lawmakers have voted in favor of a motion calling for the closure of the Israeli embassy and the cutting of diplomatic ties until Israel agrees to a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the U.S., calling the drug fentanyl the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday convened a White House meeting to examine every angle to try to further curb the flow of the deadly drug into the country. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has more.
China and Mexico, as a result of recent diplomacy at the APEC conference in San Francisco, are stepping up cooperation with the United States to fight the opioid epidemic, according to President Biden.
We have so much more to do, though. We're not kidding ourselves.
President called on Congress to pass his supplemental budget request, which he says includes significant resources to help stop the flow of fentanyl into the country, as well as funds to strengthen support services for people struggling with the deadly drug's impact. Steve